Welcome to Tech Mobility Topics.
The Pontiac Firebird waits. 305 horsepower comes to life. Ram Air Induction turns air into fuel in a rush. Firebird, you're ready to fly.
For those of you that may not have realized it, if you remember the Chevy Camaro used to have a twin. Back when Pontiac existed, prior to 2009, when it didn't, they provided a vehicle called the Pontiac Firebird, and it was built through 2002, so it went out of production 22 years ago. But it was the performance twin to the Camaro, built in the same plant, built in the same chassis, and powerful. The Ram Air WS6 package, performance package, was a beast, I can tell you. I've driven it. It's hard to make all that car on level ground. Level dry ground, go in a straight line when you stomp the gas pedal. It had so much power, she wanted to go sideways. Pontiac Firebird. The tire technology is called NPT, which is short for non-pneumatic tires. As you may imagine, in the quest for more reliable tires, puncture-proof tires, tires that would cost less to make, the variety of tire makers have cast their various products into the wind. In 2019, it was the Michelin Uptis tire, working with General Motors to bring that to market. It did go into testing with the DHL fleet in Singapore last year. Bridgestone was developing an NFT tire, an NPT tire. But even through 2022, they still said, even though we've been working on this thing for 10 years, we don't see anything commercially viable for another 10. And then you've got Hankook. Their iFlex tire that they were developing that did not carry air was designed for the military, and they were testing it. And then Goodyear had something called Next Trek. So the major tire manufacturers we're looking at coming up something alternative to the typical tire today for a variety of reasons. However, there is a company. It's called the Smart Tire Company. They're based in Los Angeles. They're minority owned. And SMART is short for Shape Memory Alloy Radical Technology. And they got the technology from NASA. Believe it or not. Here's why they may succeed where the big companies have not. Partially because it's a total different approach to an NPT tire. This space-age tire changes the way vehicles perform on and off-road, and it uses a special advanced material called Nitinol Plus, which is nickel titanium, and a shape memory alloy that's elastic like rubber, yet strong like titanium. It's the number one thing that attempts to overcome the primary problem with NPT tires. The problem with NPT tires, typically, is that without air, the heat created from road friction cannot be dissipated, meaning increased chances of overheating, damage, or failure. Compared with normal tires, airless tires also have a larger contact patch with the road surface, which increases rolling resistance, which leads to more drag in a hole on the vehicle and higher fuel consumption. That is the traditional NPT tire. The Smart Tire Company looks at it a completely different way. The tire doesn't even look the same as the other tires that the majors are doing. And as a result, doesn't have a lot of the problems that their prototypes have. If you recognize the name Smart Tire Company, you may have also realized that they were on Shark Tank. And from what I understand, the reason why the sharks didn't warm up to investing is because at the time, the Smart Tire Company chose to go crowdfunding to raise some money. And I think they've raised a little over $1 million and are trying to get this thing to market. Their big thing right now is to start small. They're looking at bicycles and scooters and motorcycles, and that makes total sense, where they can build experience, perfect the tires, and ramp up to what may be passenger cars and things like that. But the design is completely different, and they've got the backing of NASA. And for those of you that may question government involvement, government has been involved in industry and various types of industries for years. This is not new. Where do you think GPS came from? Where do you think the original technology for autonomous cars came from? In those cases, it came from competitions held by a division of the Defense Department called DARPA, which actually sponsors that in order to encourage the development of that technology and sometimes bankrolls some basic research to get it to market. This has been happening, and honestly, all major countries do it. They nurture their companies typically with basic research or critical research, or help them to commercialize research that may have been originally adopted either in a space program or military application or something like that, or even the government's own laboratories. Going on for years. What excites me about this, and in case you didn't know, tires is a $300 billion a year industry. 42% of the tire industry is passenger car tires or automotive. 35% of that $300 billion is trucking. And then the rest of it is agriculture, two-wheelers, heavy industry, and what they call other. But if you look at it, you're looking at 77% of the industry is automotive or trucking. So there's a lot there. And if they're able to get this tire, they could theoretically leapfrog what the traditional companies have been doing, because their approach is so radically different and has a lot of the traditional problems that they're trying to break through. Their tires are not elastic. Their tires generate a lot of heat. The smart tire doesn't do any of that. Remember what I said, a shape memory alloy that's elastic like rubber, yet strong like titanium. If they could pull that off and bring it to market, no telling what may happen. I will say this. If you remember our reporting on the Michelin Uptis tire a number of years ago, and they introduced that in 2019, and they said they're working with GM, and oh, we'll have it in cars by 2024. Guess what? It's 2024. Those tires are not in the marketplace, because they have not been able to overcome the fundamental shortcomings of their initial design. The smart tire doesn't even go that way, and as a result, doesn't have the same problems. So it's a matter of testing, scaling up, and seeing how it does. I'm curious, for all these tires, both the traditional ones from the manufacturers and the ones smart tires, how that will do in an electric vehicle, which is typically heavier and has more demands on the tires than a traditional car. I think we'll see that as time goes by, and my money is on the smart tire. It really is, because they show it. I'm excited. I think it'll be really awesome. And Ford Mobility and Felt Bicycles also feels that it's got some potential. This is the Tech Mobility Show. Do you listen to podcasts? Seems that most people do. Hi, I'm Ken Chester, host of the Tech Mobility Show. If you've missed any of our weekly episodes on the radio, our podcast is a great way to listen. You can find the Tech Mobility Podcast just about anywhere you can enjoy podcasts. Be sure to follow us. From Apple Podcasts, iHeartRadio, and many platforms in between, we are there. Just enter the Tech Mobility Podcast in the search bar wherever you listen to podcasts. Social media. It's the place to be, and we're no exception. Hi, I'm Ken Chester, host of the Tech Mobility Show. Several times a week, I post to TikTok several of the topics that I cover on my weekly radio show. It's another way to keep up on mobility, technology, news, and information. I've built quite a library of short videos for your viewing pleasure, so be sure to watch, like, and subscribe. That's the Tech Mobility Show on TikTok. Check it out.